This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Time is 8:07. Fair skies, 50 degrees in downtown Wausau. Live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Tuesday, October the 22nd, 2024 edition of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And you can also join us by going to our Facebook page, the 98.9 WXCO Facebook page. Go to the link that allows you to see a video stream of the show. Click on that, be able to see into our studio, and be able to join us with questions or comments that way. You can also join us by either calling or texting us. The best way is through the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, all you have to do is go to your app store, search out Civic Media, download the app, and then you'll have access to every station in the Civic Media radio network. The fifth one down will be 98.9 WXCO. Just click on that, and then you'll be able to hit a button to text us, be able to hit a button to call us, be able to hit a button to send us an email, to go to our website, to be able to listen live, all sorts of good stuff on the Civic Media app. So again, go to your app store, search out Civic Media, download the app, and join in on the show. You can also call or text us at the following number. The number is the same, either to call or to text, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. And we got a full guest list for this Tuesday, 14 days away from Election Day 2024. It is another mild start here in North Central Wisconsin. It looks like it's going to be another day that we get above normal, but that will be changing. And to give all the details on the weather forecast, we'll be joined by meteorologist Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:21, so in about 12 minutes or so. That's Brittany Merlot with our weather segment coming up in 12 minutes. Then at 8:34 this morning, we'll be joined by Maria Haskins from Wisconsin Native Vote. She is a Wisconsin Native Vote manager, also from Wisconsin Conservation Voters. She'll be talking about some of her Get Out the Vote efforts and talking about what those organizations are looking for in terms of the candidates here in Election 2024. So Maria Haskins at 8:34 this morning. At 9:06, it's our Marathon County Public Library segment. Find out what's going on at the library. Robin Vargas taking over starting today as Chad Daly has moved on to a new position down in Portage County. So we'll be talking to Robin Vargas of the Marathon County Public Library coming up at 9:06. Find out what's happening at the main branch here in downtown Wausau and the branches throughout central Wisconsin in Marathon County. And then finally at 9:34 this morning, we'll be talking to Emily Horn. She is a former member of the National Security Council in the Biden administration. So the Biden-Harris administration, Emily Horn, of national security expert. And we're going to talk about some of the national security issues involved in the election, between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. So Emily Horn, former Biden-Harris administration National Security Council member, coming up at 9:34 this morning. So lots on the plate here today on this program. And also a quick note that tomorrow we have our normal every other Wednesday segments of Bob Look for the first hour, talking about the week's news and sports. Sean Wright, the Grand Theater Executive Director, coming in the second hour. But also in the second hour tomorrow, another special guest, Josh Earnest. He is the former press secretary for President Barack Obama. He was the man in front of the microphones for President Obama back during his terms in office. He was not the first White House press secretary for President Obama. In fact, I want to double check and see. He was actually the press secretary under President Obama in the final years of his administration from 2014 to 2017. So if there's anybody that always knows everything that is going on within an administration, it's the press secretary, because every day they have to go out in front of the White House press corps, answer all the questions, and simply saying, "I have no clue," is not the way to get by in that job. They have to have all the information, be able to pass the pertinent information on to the White House press corps, and knows exactly what is needed within an administration as well. He has an idea of everybody that works within a team that is the administration. So we're going to talk about this election and what to look for, not just at the top of the ticket, but what kind of people are you going to bring in as well. So that's something to look forward to tomorrow. Josh Earnest, a former Barack Obama press secretary, he'll be with us tomorrow morning at 9:34. So again, as we get closer and closer to Election Day, some terrific guests try to get you all the information you need in order to be a very, very educated voter. Time now to say good morning to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How was your Tuesday off to?
I mean Monday, right?
It's Tuesday. How was your Tuesday going? How's your Tuesday off to?
Sure enough, Tuesday's going pretty well. I'm still able to wear the t-shirts outside, but I didn't want to wear the shorts today because it might get a little chilly. But
I think today will be fine. It'll be tomorrow. Better be ready. We're going to find out the details.
Yeah.
With Brittany coming up. So, no, very, very good.
Pretty quiet. I start. We'll have to see how the rest of the day goes.
We'll see you. Absolutely. So good to see you over there again on the other side of the glass.
Good to see you too.
And if folks call in or text in, you'll be seeing it and be able to get you on the air. So again, if you would like to join our show, make sure you call in 715-382-9297. Call or text us as well. But as I said, we are just 14 days away from Election Day. And there's a lot to, I think, frankly, be worried about. We have seen just the incredible, I don't even know what the word would be, after what we saw this past weekend with Donald Trump. And it continues over and over again, and all we hear about, it's a very, very close election. I don't know how this is not a blowout election, to be honest with you, but it's not, so we cannot assume that it's going to be. But there's been a lot of voices out there, a lot of voices trying to explain what's going on. And last night, I was just searching around, looking at some different sites and getting, looking for information, thinking about some of the things I would like to talk about here today. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was yesterday campaigning in Pennsylvania. And she nailed it, in my opinion, just nailed where we are right now in terms of this election. After Elon Musk put out an idea of giving somebody $1 million in his Get Out the Vote campaign as he tries to help Donald Trump get back into the White House. And we saw over the weekend Donald Trump putting on this fake event where he was behind the grill at McDonald's when the place was closed and the only people that came by were Donald Trump supporters for a video op or photo op. And AOC, who is just, I think, an incredibly sharp, young leader in this country, somebody that we're going to see for many years to come that will be a leader in this country, because not only did she come basically out of nowhere from a working class background as a bartender, she is incredibly smart, and she's also very, very politically savvy. She is complete opposite of, say, somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is just out there. And this drives people on the right crazy. But I wanted you to hear what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said at a Pennsylvania rally for the Harris campaign yesterday, talking basically about what we've been seeing from Donald Trump and Elon Musk and what really we got to be focusing on right now.
We see Elon Musk coming in here. I mean, we got to talk about what this guy's doing, right?
Yeah.
He's not only just dumping millions and millions of dollars here in the state of Pennsylvania, acting like he's from here, acting like he knows what Pennsylvania is about. It's not just what he's doing. He's doing these little, I don't know, these little contests where he's promising people $1 million in some kind of lottery giveaway if they sign up for his list. And I want us to put together what those two things are like. When you have a billionaire just dangling $1 million to those of us and many of us who are struggling to make ends meet if they dance for him. Mm-hmm. You've got Donald Trump putting on a little McDonald's costume because he thinks that's what people do. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to empathize with us. They are making fun of us.
Yes.
They are making fun of us. Donald Trump thinks that people who work at McDonald's are a joke. Elon Musk thinks that dangling money in front of a working person is a cute thing to do when the election of our lives is before us. Because that's what people and billionaires like that do. They have absolutely no idea what our lives are like. And so they think this callousness is a way of connecting. It's not a way of connecting. Because you and I both know that when that camera turns on and they turn around and go into their car, they're laughing at us. They think we are the suckers. And they said that publicly. That's why Elon Musk thinks that your vote can be bought with a dollar. That's why he thinks that if you put a bunch of money on a mailer and shove it in your mailbox, you'll just do whatever he says. But Pennsylvania, we're smarter than that, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
We don't take orders from billionaires, do we?
We
don't allow our elections to be bought, don't we? No, we do not. Because we are going to elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and send them to the White House.
That was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a congressperson from the state of New York, speaking at a rally yesterday in Pennsylvania, hitting it on the head. And right now, this country has to have a reckoning when it comes to money.
Agreed.
I think that there's way too much put on the plate of, hey, these guys have money, so somehow they are more important. That Elon Musk and Ron Johnson and Donald Trump and Eric Hovde and everybody with money has this outsized voice in our elections. And Citizens United has put that really out there. But the fact that, yes, Elon Musk wants everybody who's below him on the financial scale to dance for him, to entertain him. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez nailed it, I thought, right on the head. The time is 8:18. Coming up next, we'll talk about the weather with Brittany Merlot here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Crazy.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Apparently, we had a little issue in terms of hearing that last audio cut from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the last segment. I'm going to put it into our hotkeys, which always seem to work, and we'll hear that bit of audio from the representative from New York coming up in the second hour during our 9:21 segment. So again, I want to make sure that you folks hear that, because I thought it was exceptionally important and I think right on the head in terms of what we are seeing right now during this campaign. So again, I apologize for that. We will get that fixed up and we'll make sure that you can hear that audio from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez coming up at 9:21 here on the program. But right now, it's time to talk a bit about the weather. Another beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin. Temperature in the low 50s. Again, seeing a little bit of sunshine. See some clouds out there as well as we head into our Tuesday. And to talk about what should be a changing weather picture here in north central Wisconsin is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlowen. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Gosh, yesterday we did tie that record. Oh. We hit 80 degrees.
Right on the nose, huh?
I mean, we sure did. So now, instead of saying 1953, it says 2024 in that record book. So I hope you guys all got to enjoy it, soaked it up, because it is rare.
Yeah.
I got out there, went for a bike ride. It was nice, but I'm tired of the bugs. So I'm ready for the cold. I'm ready for the change. Let's bring it.
Weren't the bugs supposed to be killed off with the big freeze? I don't know the details on how that exactly works, but we did have a freeze a little more than a week ago, I believe, right?
Yeah, yep, early last week we did have a hard freeze, and we have some more coming up too, but I don't know anything about these ladybug beetle things, whatever they're called. they made it through, so I don't know how those, you know, hibernate or die off or what their schedule is, but they are in masses. You stop for 5 seconds out in nature and you're going to get attacked by them. They'll be on you for sure. But otherwise, everything's changing. We've got two things going on today. We've got a low pressure system from the south that's swinging towards the southern half. And then we also have a cold front that's blasting through tonight. Both things are going to create some rain throughout the state. So first, we're looking at a possibility of a few spotty sprinkles, maybe a light shower this afternoon as that first low pressure from the south swings in some moisture. But the second part, with the cold front, that is at night, mainly overnight, where we could see some more scattered showers and some decent rainfall. That system right there could produce a quarter of an inch of rainfall into northern Marathon County and especially, obviously, north of us. But the other one, the earlier one in the afternoon, is really just a trace of rain. Not much squeezing out of that one. And we need every drop. Obviously, those drought conditions, 64% of the state is in a drought, 20% severe. We're lucky here. It's just abnormally dry in central Wisconsin. But we don't want this drought condition to be locked in for the winter. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We want to get as much moisture as possible right now.
And how much rain can we expect? I mean, that's the thing. It's like I remember back, you know, from the spring into the early summer, we would not just get rain. We got those drenchers. I mean, we were getting significant amounts. We have not had any significant amounts. Are we going to get a significant amount sometime soon?
Not really.
Too bad.
Possibly.
Huh?
I know, possibly Thursday night into Friday morning, we could get a quarter of an inch to a half an inch. That is definitely not a soaker, but it is some moderate rainfall. Otherwise, it really looks, even into next week, pretty dry. Up until about Halloween, we've got a system that is going to bring some moisture and some rainfall our way. So we got to wait till the end of the month, which is too far away.
And it seems like, again, we're going to take sort of a dip tomorrow, but then all of a sudden things will start to warm up again, right? It seems like we've had that where it's taken a dip and then things just gradually warm up, right?
Yes, we're never really holding in these colder snaps, unfortunately. I'm ready for snow. Bring it. You can shake your heads. I don't care. We totally missed winter last year. We better get a douse of it this year. But yes, so today's high is 70 degrees, upper 60s, low 70s for the entire state. We drop to 50 degrees tomorrow. So a 20 degree temperature change, and then in the low 60s for the next day. So, and we're going to hold that. So we kind of go up a little bit Thursday, Friday, and then we kind of level a little bit into the weekend, into the 50s. So really expect 50s to 60s. That's what we're looking at as we cruise into the weekend.
Pretty normal this time of year.
Yes. Yes, exactly. We will see some nights below freezing. I do think that by Wednesday night, we'll see a hard freeze possible again, potentially Saturday night and also into Sunday too. So a couple cold nights out there as those skies get clear. With a bunch of sunshine, that's how we're allowed to drop so cold at night. But yeah, really moderating the temperatures as we move into the weekend. And actually, kind of sunshine, though.
And actually, tomorrow, when they said it was to be about 50, but also those winds. So we're going to be talking wind chills tomorrow, won't we?
Yes, we will. So they're going to start to get a little feisty today, gusting up to about 25, 30 miles per hour, but out of the southwest. Then after midnight, that's when the wind shift happens. And it'll be blasting us up to 30, maybe even 35 miles per hour tomorrow. So when you put those winds on top of 50, it's going to be feeling more like those low to mid 40s. So that's what you should be dressing for all day.
Well, we will bundle up tomorrow and enjoy today. Enjoy getting to 70 degrees. But Brittany, yes. Again, thanks for all the info. Have yourself a terrific Tuesday, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. You too. Bye, guys.
That is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, right now in downtown Wausau. Fair skies, 50 degrees. Winds are out of the east at 6 miles per hour. The dew point is 41. Relative humidity of 29.94 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. Well, coming up, we have an information update, news, weather, and sports. And then right after that, we will be joined by another guest. We'll be talking to Maria Haskins. She's the Wisconsin Native Vote Manager, also from the Wisconsin Conservation Voters. Talk about some of the issues that those groups are looking at, especially within the Native American community. So Maria Haskins joining us after our information update. But news, weather, and sports straight ahead. I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 8:29. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
At Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Boy, we are having trouble in terms of our guests. Last Friday, we were supposed to have as well from Wisconsin Native Vote Manager and Wisconsin Conservation Voters, Maria Haskins, with us, had some issues, and she called us late, and we rescheduled for now, and we're still waiting. So hopefully she has not been called away. She got involved in an important meeting on Friday, and in fact, we were lined up a few minutes ago because Emily Horn, the former Biden Harris Administration National Security Council member, she's coming with us at 9:34, but she called in during our break because she had it as 9:34 Eastern time, and very, very nice. And she said, no, we're all good. She'll call back in an hour. So now we are just waiting for Maria Haskins, and if she does jump on, we will get her on here as we continue. So
absolutely.
Today is the start of early voting, in-person early voting. And to be honest with you, and again, I hear on many of the, I think I'm an outlier here on civic media when it comes to this. Yes, it's fine to vote early. It's fine to vote absentee. It's fine to do that. But there's this constant push, vote early, vote early, vote early. I don't want to vote early. I'm sorry. Even though I did my weekly segment just a few minutes ago with Pat Kreitlow, and it's like, you know, early voting starting. And it's like, well, fine. I get it.
Everybody. And I mean, it's not. You can't force it on somebody if they don't want to.
No, no. And again, nobody is forcing it. But it's just, it's almost as though, why aren't you voting early? Well, because I don't want to vote early. I want to vote on election day. I'm a traditionalist. I went to school. I was a political science major. I've been, you know, I've been a buff of history forever. I've been somebody that actually has VHS tapes of election night coverage in my home. I love election night. I love election day. I love going there on election day. I love getting, even if there's a slight line, waiting to vote, getting my sticker that said I voted, going into the booth itself, voting on election day. So in 14 days, I will go and vote. Not before then. I mean, I know, but if you out there have something else happening, if you're, if for whatever reason that you're not able to, you know, vote on election day, yes, vote absentee, vote early. Absolutely. The big thing is to vote. But I mean, it just feels like there's a constant drumbeat about early voting, early voting, early voting. Well,
yeah.
You know, I know there's most of the information's out there, but we're bringing on candidates over the next 2 weeks. We're going to be talking to them. We're going to be hopefully giving you out there more information to be able to learn how to vote in terms of having that information that maybe there is something, especially with the local races, whether it's the state assembly or the state senate or local races or a school referendum. We talked about a school referendum last week in Mosinee. I know there's a referendum as well in Marathon. There's lots of information that's still out there. So again, I know that many of us, and I think myself, and I'm sure yourself and many of the listeners know who we're voting for president of the United States. We probably have a good idea who we're voting for in the other elections, whether it's the United States Senate and everything else. But at the same time, there's no problem in taking more information and taking a few more days to be able to get that information, to be able to listen to interviews, to be able to read news articles and everything else that goes into being a informed voter. So again, yes, today is the day in the state of Wisconsin that if you want to go in person, early voting, check out your clerk, check out your local municipality, find out what the information is, do it if that's the best thing for you. But at the same time, there's nothing wrong with waiting. I'm sorry. There's nothing wrong with voting on election day. That's just my little 2 cents worth here when it comes to election day 2024. Again, I mean, we're going to hear a lot about early voting, I think, throughout the course of the day here on Civic Media and the other programs. But again, maybe I'm a little bit of an outlier. Maybe I'm a little bit of a contrarian there, but I do find something very special about going on election day.
Yeah. Personally, I think just that the whole experience of going out, of going to the place you're going to vote and checking in and doing all these steps and actually, you know, actually just the whole experience of doing it in person is just more meaningful to me, because, you know, you do the early voting. Yeah, it's okay, but, you know, there's something that's.
And the thing is, we go early voting, and you're still doing it in person. You're still going into a booth. I mean, it's it's a little different. But again, there's no problem with it.
No problem.
As long as you vote, that's the thing. We want everybody out there voting. And again, you have the opportunity to be able to start voting starting today, early voting in the state of Wisconsin. A little bit of sports. Last night, there were not one, but 2 Monday Night Football games. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers fell to Baltimore 41-31. So Baltimore now 5-2 in in the season. Tampa Bay drops to 4-3. And also last night, the Arizona Cardinals knocked off the LA Chargers by a score of 17-15. There were two Monday Night Football games, one of which was airing as it normally does on ESPN. The second one between the Chargers and the Cardinals aired exclusively on ESPN Plus. So if you did not have ESPN Plus, you were not able to see that other Monday Night Football game. Again, we're seeing that from time to time. It annoys a lot of people because if you want to see all the games, you have to have ESPN Plus, you have to have Peacock, you have to have Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
It's all out there. So that's the way of the world when it comes to sports coverage in the 21st century.
Guess so.
Also coming up tomorrow night, we have another edition of the Big High School Sports Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Jason Foster and myself will talk high school football. We are heading towards the playoffs, level one playoffs this week. We'll recap the action from the final week of the regular season, talk about who won conference championships, who got playoff berths, who came up short, recap the action and look ahead to the level one playoff matchups coming up on Friday night. Plus, we will have special guests. Our coach guest this week will be the head football coach at Wausau West, getting set for a trip to Wanakee, as I am as well, on Friday night. Wausau West and Wanakee in the level one playoffs, coming off a big win against River Falls last week. We'll talk to Matt Johnson, the Warrior head football coach. That's coming up at 6:25 tomorrow. And then at 7:06, our student-athlete guest, the quarterback for the D.C. Everest Evergreens, and Logan George. He has had an outstanding season. He's helped D.C. Everest to the conference championship. They will have a level one playoff at Hudson coming up on Friday night. So we'll talk about his season, his career, the playoffs coming up with D.C. Everest quarterback Logan George coming up at 7:06 tomorrow evening. It is the Big High School Sports Show tomorrow night, 6 till 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. In fact, on Friday night, we have a doubleheader of playoff football. I will be heading with the Wausau West Warriors to Wanakee. Wausau West, the number 8 seed in that bracket. Wanakee is the number 1 seed. Very, very good football team. But Warriors, I think, looking for the upset, and I think they do have an opportunity. Looking at my preparation, I do think that there should be, I think, an interesting matchup. It should be a good one. And hope you can join me for the play-by-play, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Live here on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And also on Friday night, Jeremy Cole will be with the Newman Catholic Cardinals. They are heading to Chippewa Falls. Newman Catholic at McDonald Catholic. The Cardinals, a number 3 seed in their bracket. McDonald, a number 2 seed. The game, again, played at DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. Jeremy will have the live play-by-play. It will be on the Sports 2 stream. Again, for Newman and McDonald on the Sports 2 stream on Friday night. 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff on the Civic Media app and on BowFallsRadio.com. The game will also air on a tape delay basis following our coverage of Wausau West football on Friday night. Again, if you want to catch that Newman game live and be able to go back and forth even between the Warriors and the Cardinals on Friday, the best way to do it is on the app. Download that app. Download the Civic Media app. There's so many things you can do with it. If you download the app, you go to your app store, search out Civic Media, download the app. It'll have all 20 of the Civic Media radio stations on it. Be able to pick 98.9 WXCO, the fifth one down. And then when you open it up, it'll have the primary stream, which is what's on the radio at any time. So on Friday night, that means it will be the Wausau West football game on the primary stream. Right next to it, it'll say Sports 2. And then you'll be able to click that, hit play, and be able to hear live Jeremy Cole from Chippewa Falls with the Newman Cardinals. And you can go back and forth between the two games right on your app. And again, you can also go to BowFallsRadio.com. You'll see on the front page of BowFallsRadio.com, it's a little different. They updated the website in the past week or so. And on the right-hand side, slightly down, it'll have our sports schedule. It will have Wausau West and Wanakee listed. It'll have Newman Catholic and McDonald Central listed twice, actually, because we'll be airing it both live on the Sports 2 stream and then on tape delay on 98.9 WXCO after the Wausau West game. But if you want to hear either of those matchups. If you want to hear especially the Newman game on the Sports 2 stream, there'll be a little arrow that will allow you to hit the play button, basically, and be able to tune in on the website as well. So, again, if you have any questions on that, feel free to reach out to me by sending an email or reaching out on social media as well, because we want to make sure that if you're a fan of the Newman Cardinals and want to hear that game live on Friday night on the Sports 2 stream, you're able to do so. And also, if you're a fan of the Wausau West Warriors, be able to hear the game live right here on 98.9 WXCO and also online. So it'll be a very exciting Friday night. Teams throughout the state of Wisconsin starting their road to the state championship. The 11-player state finals in all seven divisions played at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, and the championship round of the 8-player football tournament will be played at Southwood County Stadium in Wisconsin Rapids. 32 teams in each of the seven divisions in 11-player, 16 teams in the 8-player division as well. So lots of excitement. Love this time of year. It is a long road. You have to go through each of these rounds and ultimately try to get to a state championship. Of course, the Newman Cardinals won a pair of state championships, both in 2021 and in 2022. And going to try to make a nice long run with the playoffs starting this week, as will the Wausau West Warriors, as well a number of other area teams. D.C. Evers, as I mentioned, at Hudson. Mosinee will be playing on Friday night. You got teams such as Edgar playing, and Stratford and Abbotsford. Merrill is in action. Wausau East making their first playoff appearance in 12 years and their first home playoff game since 2007. It's been 17 years since Wausau East has played a home playoff game at Tom Field, and they will be doing that on Friday night against Fox Valley Lutheran. So lots of excitement. If you have an opportunity, the weather should be outstanding again on Friday. Go out there and cheer on these young student athletes and be part of something very special. The high school football playoffs kicking off on Friday. The time is 8:48. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And we got some good news. We are joined on the phone by our guest, Maria Haskins, Wisconsin Native Vote Manager, also from the Wisconsin Conservation Voters. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, Buju. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you for joining us. I'm glad to finally connect.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, first of all, let's jump right in because we're a little short on time in this segment. But I just wanted to ask you, first of all, talk about your roles. Number one, Wisconsin Native Vote Manager. Can you talk about what you've been doing in terms of that role in the run-up to the election just 2 weeks away?
Sure. So I'm a manager and organizer with Wisconsin Native Vote. So We are working with our team right now and building a lot of collective efforts to bring tribes together and push everybody to the polls. So we've got, there's myself organizing, and then I've got another full-time organizer down in Milwaukee. Her name is Ann Egan-Waka. She's our urban organizer. And then I've got two other organizers who are part-time. We've got Stacy White, who's in Forest County, Pottawatomie, and taking care of the region over there. And then I've got Gloria Wiggins over in Bad River, who's taking care of northern Wisconsin. And really what we're doing is hosting a number of community events, welcoming people, making sure that they're free and everybody has access to them. The number one message that we're looking to drive home to people is to make sure that you're registered and to get to the polls on November 5th if you've not elected in any type of absentee ballot voting. We've been working really hard on making sure also that people know where their polling locations mm-hmm. are. An example of some of the events. So right now recently we've given away free tribal IDs in two different communities. So we've done it in Menominee community and then also in the Bad River community. And we'll be doing it in the St. Croix community. And we're doing that because tribal identification is an accepted form at the polls. And we want to make sure that for sure, our tribal members and descendants, if they're able to get tribal identification, they have access to that.
Also, some. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you know, tribal IDs definitely cost money. And to even try to invest more into the community, we've, like for the Menominee, we've decided to include the gas discount on their tribal IDs. So every member that came in, we gave away 100 IDs. They were gone within a week.
Also, something you noted in one of our messages as we communicated, talking about pushing the word that felons can vote as long as they're done with their commitment to the Department of Corrections. I think that is something that's so important, and I think it's so unfair, the idea of this in some areas of the country where they're trying to basically take away the opportunity for those who have frankly just pay their debt to society. If you make a mistake, sometimes you have to go through that process, but the idea is once you do that, you should still have basically the skin in the game and to be able to be part of making our communities a better place. Can you talk about what you're doing in that realm?
Yeah, so right now we don't necessarily have a lot of active efforts and advocacy for that specific issue. We do realize that that issue does need advocacy, but we've been making sure to tell people you have the right to vote as long as your commitment is done with the DOC. Sometimes we have clerks who have a misunderstanding that if you're a felon, you can't vote. And it's funny that you bring it up because yesterday I was talking with some individuals and we were talking about felons being able to vote. I was making sure to let them know, hey, just so you know, if you or anyone that you know has a felony conviction, and as long as you are done with your commitment to the DOC and you are not on any type of probation or parole, you can go vote. And the person I was talking to, she shared that, you know, she unfortunately was still serving a commitment. And she said, that's really good to know, though, she said, because a lot of probation officers tell people when you're a felon, you can't vote.
Right.
And then another individual had said to me, my vote counts, too. And mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, it does count. Your vote definitely counts. You are a person living in this country. And if you are actively doing the things to make yourself better and, you know, being a productive member of society and, you know, you've got the ability to cast that ballot, by all means, that person is absolutely right. Her vote counts, too. So a lot of that messaging is really important. I do intend on, I would like to plan on doing some advocacy around that. I just don't quite know what that looks like
right
at this moment. So I would need to be more educated on it and probably work with my boss, just kind of like how those efforts would look. But it's definitely a population that I think people oversee, and I think it's really unfortunate. I think that, you know, my personal opinion is that if you are serving some type of sentence that's misdemeanor, a nonviolent crime, you know, you're not sitting on any felony pending, you know, charges or anything like that, people should be allowed to vote. But I think it would be figuring out, like, how to allow that. I don't really know what that would look like. So there's just a lot of things that are unknown that I would have to explore and talk about. So
Maria Haskins, I'm sorry we don't have more time. This segment's so short here as we run to the top of the hour. But I am glad we finally were able to connect, and hopefully we can set something up and have a little bit more time to talk about some of these other issues and some of the activities you're working on. I think it's very important.
Yeah.
But I'll absolutely reach out. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
We'll be right back here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.